Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. My name is Dr. James Spencer, host of the Thinking Christian podcast. And right after this short message from today's sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer to learn to walk with the Lord. Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 6. See, I have taught you statutes and rules, as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do them in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. Keep them and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who when they hear all these statutes will say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. My son had spent most of his life in small towns, and when we took walks in the evening, he would run ahead of my wife and I till he got to the next corner and then he'd wait for us to catch up. But in 2012, my family and I moved to the city of Chicago, and the differences between small town and big city life became evident when my son and I were walking on Michigan Avenue. On the relatively empty sidewalks of rural Illinois, my son didn't have to stay by my side, but Michigan Avenue created different challenges. And as I watched my son try to navigate the busy Chicago sidewalks on his own, I saw him dodge preoccupied shoppers, sidestep those guilty of texting while walking, and hug the walls to avoid being trampled. I called him back to walk next to me. At 6 foot, 250 pounds, people saw me coming. I didn't shove people out of the way, but I was definitely more noticeable than a 7-year-old. And when my son walked with me, he was able to walk as if he was 6 foot, 250 pounds as well. He walked differently because he walked with me. And just as my son was able to walk differently when he walked next to me, so Christians can walk differently when we walk with God. So how do we walk with God? Well, God has enabled us to walk with him. As God says in Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. God has given us his spirit so that we can obey him. And in obeying, we walk with him. God has revealed how we can follow him. He's given us the way of wisdom. For Israel, keeping God's law was to be Israel's wisdom and understanding before the nations. And it isn't all that different for us. We demonstrate our wisdom by learning to observe all Christ commanded. Obedience is our strategy. It's how we demonstrate that we trust the Lord with our whole heart rather than leaning on our own understanding. And as we obey, we offer an alternative to the world. We walk with Christ so that the world sees the difference Christ makes. We are to be a people who walk wisely by walking with the Lord. Let's pray now to learn to walk with the Lord. Lord, we desire to point to and glorify you in a lost and broken world. Help us to walk with you. You've already given us your spirit. You've already revealed yourself to us through the scriptures and through your son. Give us now the conviction and the courage to obey. Help us to be wise as we follow you and walk in your ways. We desire to be increasingly conformed to the image of your son, who is obedient even to the point of death on the cross. Make us crave your direction in every aspect of our lives. Drive us away from our foolish plans and schemes, and drive us toward your word, so that we may become more and more dependent on you. We trust you, O God, to do abundantly more than we could ever ask or think, and allow us to recognize our obedience as our wisdom and our dependence on you as our understanding. May we be a people so committed to you and to your ways that we walk differently in the world so that in word and in deed we may proclaim the gospel to a world that desperately needs to hear it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer. I'd love for you to follow me on Thinking Christian, a podcast where we reflect biblically and theologically on the issues of the day as we speak with Christian guests from various walks of life and challenge the social, cultural, and political assumptions that hinder Christians from building the body of Christ for the sake of the world. The goal is to help you grow spiritually as you seek to be faithful to Christ in a world that is becoming increasingly proficient at denying Him. Please take some time to check out Thinking Christian.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.